Governor Charlie Baker is defending the state's COVID vaccine rollout despite a barrage of criticism that it's too slow and too complicated. The governor says the state can only move as fast as the federal shipments of vaccines allow, and he's urging residents to have patience. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Howard Koh. He's the former state commissioner of the Department of Public Health, and he served as Assistant Secretary for Health under President Obama. He now teaches at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much, Deb.
So Massachusetts has lagged behind other states in its vaccine rollout. Governor Baker's blamed the federal government for the supply part. Is that a fair criticism?
You know, we've had many months under the prior administration to prepare for this, and it's clear now in hindsight that the federal, state, and local coordination was not what it should be. So we've had a slow rollout here in Massachusetts, but these are problems that are affecting every state. And I think some of the challenges we're facing are because we have had a very deliberate and thoughtful approach to prioritizing high-risk groups. It's important to get the numbers up, but also to do it in a fair and equitable way. And I think that's what the Baker administration is trying to do.
Some of the complaints, the recent complaints, were about the ability for folks to get a vaccine appointment. Appointments were made available for those at least 75 years old this week, and people are reporting that there were no appointments after just 1 hour of the website allowing them, and that many elderly people don't have the technology or the tech savvy to navigate this process. Is that an oversight, a failure on the state's part? What would you call that?
We have just not had the public health infrastructure and IT systems to make scheduling like this online easy. If you take a step back, Deb, as a country, we just have not invested in public health infrastructure the way we should. And so in a usual flu season, for example, vaccination can occur with the IT that we have, which is a patchwork. But in a time like this, it clearly doesn't work. So what I'm hoping is that as we get through these bumps and we get into the next phase of vaccination in the state, we can also invest seriously as a nation in making these systems better for future challenges. We do have this proposal before Congress that President Biden has put forward to invest in vaccination infrastructure as well as supplies. And I really hope that comes through so that we can be better prepared next time.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about improving outreach and making the vaccine more accessible to communities of color that have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19. How can the federal and state governments better prioritize those communities?
Thanks so much for raising that, because I'm a son of immigrants, and the issues of health equity and health disparities have been ones that I have paid particular attention to. The new president has just established a dedicated race and ethnicity disparities task force to address these issues. We need to make sure that leaders in communities of color are partners here so they can encourage their colleagues in those communities to come forward and receive the vaccine. And then we should remember that we have a fast pandemic here, Deb, that came on top of a slower pandemic of chronic illness like heart disease and lung disease and obesity, so much of which could have and should have been prevented. So once we are through all this, I hope we take a reset and really look big picture and say, we can never let this happen again. We have to really make prevention come alive and assure that the future is a much healthier one.
President Biden has said he hopes to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days, 300 million people by the fall. Are these realistic goals?
The 1 million doses a day for the first 100 days is a minimum now. The president has now increased his expectation to at least 1.5 million a day. Others are projecting that we need to go well over 2 million. The bottom line is we just have to accelerate this vaccination effort as much as possible. And that involves everybody being involved in the federal, state, and local level. We have to make this happen because there's been too much suffering so far.
Dr. Howard Koh, former state commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Public Health and former assistant secretary for health in the Obama administration, who now teaches at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much, Deb.